Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with the American Awakening. And I'll tell you what, I had a guest scheduled for today. I rescheduled him for tomorrow. Interesting guy, and you want to stay tuned to hear his story because it's really fascinating. He had some stuff to do today. I had some stuff that I wanted to get to, so we just kind of reciprocated and said, hey, let's do it tomorrow. Anyway, I tell you what, I've got, first of all, I want to plug Headache Stay Gone and let you know, as I've told you before, that so many people out there, or acquaintances of mine, have taken it and they swear by it. So if you got a headache, get Headache Stay Gone. Little plug for Freedom to Fascism. I want to go into a little bit of detail about that, folks, because I talk about it every day. I practice what I preach. I tell the listeners at RBN, look, go out, all right, make a friend, invite them to the network. Folks, the reason I keep preaching Freedom to Fascism is because it's the first half of that movie is about a subject that affects almost all Americans. And in watching that movie, it's going to give them an eye-opener that causes them to realize that they need to be more objective and start believing everything the government has to say. So I'm going to put out an offer to everybody. I'm going to give you my email address. And anybody that calls in or writes me an email and requests a copy of Freedom to Fascism, guess what? I'm just going to send you one. I'm not going to charge you for it. I am not going to charge you postage for it. I am just going to put it in the mail if you give me your address and send it on to you. The only thing that I request that you do is once you've seen it, give it to somebody else that hasn't seen it and let them watch it. And just say, hey, I've got a DVD here. I've seen it. I'd like your opinion on it. And leave it at that. Okay? It's a good way to wake people up and get more boots on the ground, folks. So anyway, the call-in number, as you all know, at least the old-time listeners know, is 800-313-9443. And I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of new listeners today because I do practice what I preach. I go out every day when I go into the dry cleaner, whether I go into the laundromat, whether I go into the restaurant, doesn't make any difference, whether I go into the gas station, doesn't make any difference where I go. I talk about RBN Live, and a lot of times I'll give them a Freedom to Fascism. Listen, I got a bunch of stuff to cover today. I'll get back with you in a few after the break, and I want to kind of give a 1-2 update with the new listeners about why we do what we do. So we'll see you in a few. Michael Herzog, RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Michael Herzog with American Awakening, and I'm going to get into what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the Patriots out there. You may want to help me out a little bit because I'm going to try to give a bit of a thumbnail sketch on why we do what we do and what's going on with what they watch in the mainstream media. Because I know I have a whole lot of new listeners today. I've put out emails. I've passed out videos. I have other people out in other states that are passing out videos and also inviting people in. So I normally don't spend a lot of time on 9/11, but it is part of it, so I'm going to go into that. Now, I'll tell you what, I've got a call. I'm going to go to him first, and then I'm going to ask that maybe we don't take any more calls until after the bottom of the hour. So let's go with Deloyd in Idaho. What's up, Deloyd?
Hello, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I heard you state that you would send me a disc if I give you my address.
Absolutely. What I'm going to do, Deloitte, is I'm going to give out – have you got a computer, my friend?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to give out my email address right now, and I want you to send me an email, type in your address, name, address, and I'm going to send you one out free of charge. Okay, the only thing I ask that you do is once you watch it and you've seen it enough times where you've got it digested – give it to somebody that you know hasn't seen it and ask for their opinion of it. Okay?
Oh, not a problem.
All right.
I went to the viewing in Spokane, Washington a few months ago, and I'm disabled, so I can't afford to purchase this. And I've been waiting for something like this to come along. I've got empty discs so I can make copies, and I've got lots of people that I've been planning to give it to, but I just couldn't spend the $25 to get the disc. And I'm so excited that you made this opportunity for me.
I'm passionate about this, my friend. I've seen that movie. I've seen it about five times. This movie will, for the new listeners, people that are skeptical, and I have a lot of them out there, okay, this will open their mind up and at least make them objective to realizing or to the possible realization that our government is not telling us the truth. So here's my email address, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You got a pen?
Yes.
It's Discerner, DISCERNER, 12000 at yahoo.com. Okay? And again,
uh-huh.
That's Discerner, DISCERN as in Nancy, ER, 12000. Okay?
Great.
All right, Deloitte, thanks for the call. Okay?
Thank you. You have a great day.
You bet. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Okay. Getting back to where we were. Now, as far as callers go, give me to the bottom of the hour. I want some of the Patriots out there with some of these new listeners maybe to give me some input, because what I'm going to do is give them a thumbnail sketch of what's going on here and what we're fighting. Okay, I've gone through freedom to fascism. Now, I want to explain to you the mainstream news. For you folks who watch mainstream news and you think that you're getting all the news, the mainstream news is full of cover-ups. They do not tell you the truth. Very, very rarely do they ever tell you the truth. The only time they will is when it doesn't affect you, like if Bertha's dog gets caught in the sewer or whatever, then they'll tell you the truth. But if it comes to anything political, usually there's a spin on it. Now, I want to give you an example. How many people out there that are new listeners know who is coming up to run, or who has tossed their hat in the ring to run for president? The primaries are coming up. They're starting in New Hampshire next month. Okay, and we've got Rudy Giuliani, and we've got Hillary Clinton, we've got all these people that you hear so much about, and the rhetoric goes back and forth about them and the good things and the bad things. But one person that you don't ever hear about is Congressman Ron Paul from Texas. The reason you don't hear about him is the mainstream media doesn't report him. The reason the mainstream media does not report that he's running for president is because this man is a constitutionalist, and he believes he votes the Constitution. They do not want him known to even be running for president. But that's above board. Now, I want to go a little bit further, and I want to talk about 9/11. A lot of people, some of these people that I've met just recently, you know, you want to go out and have a good time, folks, and meet some people and get insulted. Hand them a video and talk about 9/11. You'll get insulted right away. No, I'm just kidding you. I have a good time. I meet a lot of people, and I make some acquaintances. I'm going to give you an example. Some of the more well-known people that have come out and said that they either have questions, they have suspicions, or they have declarations to make regarding the events surrounding 9/11, or the latest one is Rosie O'Donnell. Now, she's on The View, as a lot of you know. She came out just last week and has serious questions about it. Before her was Christine Ebersole, who was also on The View. I just looked in their website, and for some reason, Christine Ebersole, I didn't see her in there. But I'll give you a few more. James Brolin. Charlie Sheen. Now, I'll give you a little snippet on Charlie Sheen. He came out May, and said he had serious questions about it. He actually came on A.J. Hammer's Entertainment Tonight, for those of you who listen to or who watch Entertainment Tonight. Curiously enough, he was on there two or three nights in a row, and the follow-up to him was supposed to be Ed Asner. Okay, Ed Asner was on his way down to the station to do an interview, and they called up and canceled. Now, Ed Asner, from what I understand, was mid-route in way to do an interview on CNN's Entertainment Tonight, and they canceled it. Curiously enough, the ratings on that show were they were higher than any ratings that CNN had ever gotten doing a piece. And what they did shortly after that is they moved A.J. Hammer's Entertainment Tonight spot to a later time, and they stuck in Glenn Beck. Now, that's food for thought here, okay? But continuing on, I mentioned Ed Asner, Jimmy Vaughn, David Lynch, Richard Linkletter, a Scanner Darkly. He's the director of a Scanner Darkly. But you might ask yourself, why are these people slowly coming forward? You realize that they have much to risk. Their career can be destroyed by something like this, because they have the powers that be. And I know all the Patriot guys out there know this, but I'm talking about the new people for the moment, okay? Their career can be destroyed by coming forward and professing this, because this is a deep, dark secret they don't want people to know. But here may be a reason why they have come out. And for those of you who have a computer, most people do, I want you to go into Google, and I want you to type in simply 200, or excuse me, just type in 9/11 smoking guns. That's all you have to do. Just go in and type in 9/11 smoking guns. And what they've done here is you've heard of a coincidence or two, you know, and somebody says, well, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Well, this is kind of weird. Well, that's kind of weird. Well, you're going to type in smoking guns into Google, and you're going to find no less than 250 smoking guns regarding 9/11. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail, because I've only got an hour here on the show. And I don't have my assistant Megan with me here, who read a few of these off to me before on my prior radio stations. But I'm just going to, just for a snippet, just to wet your whistle, I'm going to read a few of them to you. These are some of the events surrounding 9/11 that, you know, maybe one isolated incident or two isn't going to make much difference. But 270 of them? I mean, come on. All right. I'll read you number 25. Employees at Israeli instant messaging company Odigo received a text message warning about the attacks 2 hours prior to 9/11 that comes out of Haaretz in the Washington Post. Donald Rumsfeld predicts terrorist attack in the U.S. 2 minutes before the first World Trade Center plane crash, and that's out of the Fayetteville Observer, and he later predicts the Pentagon crash minutes prior, and that's out of the Telegraph. Number 28, President Bush's cousin escaped death from the WTC thanks to a schedule change the night before. That's Anna Nova. Number 30, Larry Silverstein is absent from his office on the North Tower's 88th floor because of a doctor's appointment, along with his two kids who are, quote, running late. And that's out of New York Magazine and the New York Observer. Let's see. Let me get a couple more here. FAA bans takeoffs at 9:26 a.m. for all civilian, military, and law enforcement aircraft. A simulated aircraft hijacking was scheduled for the morning by NORAD. Donald Rumsfeld and General Myers confirmed there were at least four war games on 9/11 from Representative McKinney questioning, and that's on C-SPAN. But it goes on and on and on and on and on. And my point being is this, is that these people that are risking their careers, that are coming out and they're saying, wait a minute, all right, time out. There's a problem here with 9/11, and we're not getting the truth. Okay, even the Keene-Hamilton Commission came out in their own book and they said, you know what, we feel like we have been led down a primrose path and we haven't been given the information that we should have been given. They were nicely saying that they've been lied to, but they didn't come out and use the word lie. They just come out and said, well, you know, we've been given information that's not correct. So that's a nice way of saying that they were lied to. But, you know, beyond that, let's go into the confusion of the day and the day following when George Bush gets on national TV and declares the reasoning behind the attacks with the absurd statement, quote, they hate us because we're free. Now, I want you to think about that statement for a minute, folks, okay? I mean, we're all born with an inherent desire to be free, aren't we? How many people would live under oppression, would live under fascism, would live under a regime where they're being told what to do, okay, where they're having their life dictated to them, and be happy, okay? If you're having your life dictated to you, are you going to be happy? No. Okay, are you going to want to be free? Of course. Okay, so the terrorists or, you know, these supposed al-Qaeda people hate us because we're free? Well, if that's the case, and they hate us because we're free, and George Bush declares that, then why has he imposed so much legislation past 9/11 that has basically stripped us of the large majority of our freedoms? And I'm going to get into that in a little bit, okay? But before I do that, I want to go into some of the things. I mean, some of the events that have happened since. The 9/11 is a catalyst, and I don't want to expound too much on that. But it was an event that caused the government to enact legislation. There's a number of different events that have transpired since 9/11. Because of 9/11, that I'm going to get into after the break. So stick with me. Again, you're listening to Michael Herzog at republicbroadcasting.org.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Still not ready to make nice, still not ready to back down. I'm not backing down now. This is Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network with the American Awakening. Okay, getting back to where I was. Now, after the bottom of the hour, anybody, any of those patriots out there who are up to speed and listen to this program on a regular basis, along with some of our other fine talk show hosts, feel free to jump in at 1-800-313-9443 with anything you think I might have missed or any enlightenment that you might have for some of our new listeners. Now, going back, I want to take you down a little further timeline here, if you recall. Just last year, you know, this big thing that big controversy that's been going on over the open borders and the undocumented immigrants that are coming in. And remember when George Bush said he was going to send, I believe it was 6,000 National Guard troops. He was going to send them down to the border. I think that was last May or June, okay? And there was a big photo op that went on. He was down there in a Jeep or a Humvee or whatever it was, taking pictures, smiling, waving at people. Well, guess what? See, I don't take things at face value, folks. So what I did was, and this is when I was on my prior network, I lived in Arizona at the time, and I got in my car and I drove down to the border. Happened to hook up with a guy by the name of Glenn Spencer, which has a website called AmericanBorderPatrol.com. Glenn Spencer also has a radio show. I believe it's on Microwave, and he's active in the movement of reporting illegals. Now, what's curious about this is I went down, and I drove the border for about 30 to 40 miles, and guess what? I didn't see any troops down there. And I had the privilege of chatting with Glenn Spencer for, a good 2 to 3 hours. Now, I was supposed to spend the night with him. He had a nice little, overnight thing. I don't remember what you call him now. Not a hotel, but he has a place for people to stay. And Glenn told me, as a matter of fact, I believe he's still got it up on his website, where he actually took a video camera and filmed walking over the border, not once, but twice. okay, with a suitcase large enough to put a suitcase nuke in. And he also said, now, if they were serious about terrorism and protecting Americans against terrorism, they would have closed the borders within 10 days after those attacks. So they have no desire to close the borders, which goes into the immigration thing. However, I'm not going to get into that right now. I got into a conversation with Glenn Spencer, as good a man as he is, as patriotic and so forth. He's a former military guy. Got into us on the subject of 9/11, and guess what? Glenn Spencer wound up throwing me out of his house because he didn't agree. He didn't think 9/11 was an inside job, and that's fine, okay? Glenn Spencer just hadn't done the research that a lot of us like Rosie O'Donnell and James Brolin and Charlie Sheen and myself and many others have. Okay, so what else? I mean, what other events have transpired since then? We've got the North American Union. Now, a lot of you new listeners probably have never heard of that. If you don't listen to Lou Dobbs on CNN, you've probably never heard of the North American Union. The North American Union is basically pulling down our borders and amalgamating ourselves with Canada and Mexico. George Bush made a sneaky little visit to Waco, Texas in March of 2005 and signed an agreement with then-President Vicente Fox of Mexico and Prime Minister at that time, Paul Martin. And they set up, or they implemented what is called the North American Union. Now, if you have any doubts about this, us in the Patriot Movement, we don't blow smoke. We don't lie. Like if you called into your congressman and asked if there's any truth to the North American Union, he'll say, I haven't heard anything about it, which is a blatant lie. You can go into spp.gov on the government's own website and read it for yourself. Okay, as I said, these talk show hosts on this network, we don't make this stuff up. It's documented. Also, down here in Texas, we have what is going in the Trans-Texas Corridor on Highway 35, which is a toll road 400 yards wide going from the bottom of Texas all the way up into Canada to provide for Mexican trucking to deliver their goods. In other words, shipping from China is going to come in at the bottom of, I don't remember what the town is in Mexico, but it's going to be driven all the way up through the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it's going to have a severe effect on the Teamsters Union and the, customs. The customs stop is no longer at the border. It's going to be in Kansas City, Missouri. And if you go to rents.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, you'll find an article by Frosty Wooldridge, which is also a broadcaster on this network, dated March 5th of 2007, where George Bush has announced that the Mexican truck drivers will be allowed on America's highways within the next 60 days. And, of course, soon he's going to announce that Mexican drivers will, quote, do the jobs that American truckers won't do. Just like Senator McCain announced that the reason that these immigrants are coming over here is because they're doing the jobs that Americans won't do. Well, I'm sorry. But you know what? 25, 30 years ago, when I used to pull up to a fast food restaurant, there would be at the window, there would be a high school kid working his way through high school, in high school or working his way through college. Now, when I pull up to a drive-up window, it's very rare that I find somebody that can speak fluent English. Okay, there's a break coming up. I'll continue when I get back after the break, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. If I have any patriots out there that want to call in and add anything, it's 800-313-9443. You're listening to Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back. Still not making nice, still not backing down. I'm going to carry on here with our show, which got a caller online. I believe it's Nadeshko. Am I pronouncing that correctly from Arizona, Nadeshko?
Very good. Yes, very good.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I hear you talk about these things, and many years ago, in 1974, I was in an Air Force hospital in Wiesbaden, West Germany, and on the AFRTN radio, they come across and say that the Congress at that time had considered selling the interstate highway system to the government of Japan.
Interesting that you say that, because under another website, and I believe it's Safety, S-A-F-E-T-E-A-L-U, what they're doing is they're privatizing these roads now. And ironically, and you may know this already, Nadeshko, but we pay 41 cents a gallon for gasoline to drive down the highway, and that's supposed to be used to repair and maintain our roads so we can drive for free. Well, what they are doing now is they're privatizing the roads, and they're converting them into toll roads, such as this situation going on here in Texas. Also, Highway 69 coming out of Fort Wayne in Indiana is being sold to a company by the name of Centrust in Spain, I believe also Macquarie in Australia, and they're doing this all over the place. Ultimately, they've got 80 of them targeted to convert to toll roads.
Yes. Well, see, it's because I have written three books about the future of this country. That is just a part of it.
You have?
Yes. I wrote it 30 years ago.
Interesting. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, Nadeshka, would you do me a favor? Did you write down my email address when I gave it out?
I do not have internet.
Oh, you don't have the internet.
I know too much about computers to ever have internet in my house.
Uh-oh, don't tell me that. Okay. Listen, do me a favor, okay? I want you to go back to my board operator, and I want you to give him your phone number, and I will give you a call after the show and talk to you a little bit more detail about your books. How's that?
Oh, very good.
Okay, very good. I'll let you go to him, give him your phone number, and I'll call you when I'm off the air. How's that?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Okay, getting back to where we were. Now, if you recall, not too long ago, we had a terrible tragedy that happened. Anna Nicole Smith was found dead in her hotel room in a casino. Now, I don't wish death upon anybody. It's a sad day, and she was too young to die. I'll give you that. But back to mainstream media cover-ups. They ran that story into the ground on all of the networks for about 3 weeks. And for all the new listeners out there, I want to let you know, while all this was going on, the United States government was sending carrier task forces over to the Persian Gulf. Now, you may have heard a little about that, but not much. It wasn't covered very well in the mainstream media. And you've heard all the saber-rattling about Iran having, you know, they're going to have a nuclear weapon within 3 months or whatever. The CIA has reported that they're at least 10 years away from a nuclear weapon. And the Iranians are looking to do nothing more than to have nuclear power plants to light their cities. We are making a mountain out of a molehill here, saying they're going to have nuclear weapons and pulling the wool down over the American public's eyes in saying that, because the real, I mean, it may not be all of the reason, folks, but one of the real reasons that we want to go into Iran is they're not playing ball with the rest of the New World Order. As a matter of fact, Iran passed a law that goes into effect March 21st, which is tomorrow, that outlaws the dollar in their nation, and anybody who is caught spending a dollar bill in Iran will be arrested. Now, ironically enough, 2 days after that happened, Malaysia did the same thing. The reason that they're doing that is because the dollar is losing its value. The money that's being printed right now, and this is a subject for a whole other show, the money that's being printed right now is devaluing our dollar. The inflation that is being caused by it, it's going to ultimately wind up collapsing this economy. And the American government does not want that to happen, obviously. They want to keep the game going as long as they can. So any country that bucks the system, the Bretton Woods Agreement, which was passed in 1945 in an agreement with all the countries that they would use the United States dollar to purchase oil, that program, that plan is falling apart. So with that in mind, I want to get into a little bit about legislation, some of the legislation that has been passed since 9/11 and how it's affected us. Because, again, Americans that watch mainstream TV and they get their news from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or whatever, they are not told the truth. For any of you that think that America is a free country, you need to look under the curtain and see what's going on behind your back, what's not being reported. First thing that came along after 9/11 was a little document or a little set of documents called the Patriot Act. And what's interesting is they'll take a piece of draconian legislation and they'll always doctor it up and call it something nice. They'll use a word like patriot or freedom or, you know, something that would make the average American say, oh, well, it's patriotic. Well, it must be okay then. Okay, that's a trick that they use. It's the direct opposite of what they call it. And I'm not going to read the whole Patriot Act to you because it would take me days and days and days to read. But I will say this. Section 802 specifically of this draconian legislation that they put into is the definition of domestic terrorism. And under Section A, Let's see. No, excuse me. It should be under Section B, underneath that I. It says, domestic terrorism defined in Section 2331 of Title 18 of the United States Code is amended by striking, assassination, or kidnapping, and asserting by mass destruction, assassination, blah, 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 blah. But going down to number B, it involves any act dangerous to human life that are in violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state, or appear to be intended to intimidate or to coerce a civilian population, coerce or compel a civilian population, or to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or by coercing. Okay? So, with that, it gives a broad range of new, latitude for them to prosecute people. Now, also, after the Patriot Act, they passed what is called the Military Commissions Act. And this was just passed, I believe it was October of last year, Section 948B. I scanned through this, and I didn't read it all, and there's a lot more in there. But specifically Section 948, Section 810, Article 10 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, relating to a speedy trial. In other words, this chapter establishes procedures governing the use of military commissions to try alien unlawful enemy combatants engaged in hostilities against the United States for violations of the laws of war and other offense triable by a military commission. Authority for military commissions under this chapter. The president is authorized to establish military commissions under this chapter for offenses triable by military commission as provided in the chapter, the procedures for the trial by general courts martial under chapter 47, blah, 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 blah. But in other words, relating to the speedy trial, they no longer have to give a speedy trial, which means they can detain somebody forever and ever and ever. And for those of you who are familiar with the terms posse comitatus, or habeas corpus, this draconian legislation that has been implemented since 9/11 basically strips those protections away from us. The defense bill, John Warner defense bill. Now I'm going to read this to you in a little bit of depth here, by Jeff Stein, and this is National Security Editor. It's amazing what you can find if you turn over a few rocks in the anti-terrorism legislation Congress approved during the election season. Take, for example, the John W. Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2006, named for the longtime Armed Services Committee chairman from Virginia. Signed by President Bush on October 17th, the law has a provocative provision called Use of the Armed Forces in Major Public Emergencies. The thrust of it seems to be about giving the federal government a far stronger hand in coordinating responses to Katrina-like disasters. But on closer inspections, its language also alters the 2 centuries-old Insurrection Act, which Congress passed in 1807 to limit the president's power to deploy troops within the United States. That law has long allowed the president to mobilize troops only to suppress in a state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. But the amended law takes the cuffs off. Specifically, the new language adds, quote, natural disaster, epidemic, or other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack, or incident, unquote, to the list of conditions permitting the president to take over local authority, particularly if domestic violence has occurred to such an extent that the constituted authorities of the state or possession are incapable of maintaining public order. Now, again, this show is an hour long, folks, and what I am doing is giving you just a quick thumbnail sketch of issues that are covered through the talk show hosts on this network, including myself. And really, this is probably 1/10,000th, if that, of the information, legislation, events that are going on that have an effect on you, which you will never hear on mainstream media. If you hear anything about it, they will spin it and make it sound like it looks good. I could go on and on and on and on and on. I'm not going to go any further with that. But if this isn't bad enough, I want to give you this. And this here, when I read this, if you didn't think that George Bush could do enough with all of this legislation, if you didn't think that this gave him enough power to basically do whatever he wants to do, listen to this one. Bush grants himself permission to grant more power to himself. Can you believe this? Now, this is back in August 1st, 2006, Washington, D.C. I was perusing the internet, and I ran across this, and I thought it was so fascinating that I had to pull it off and read it to you. It says, in a decisive 1-0 decision Monday, 1-0, that's him, one and nobody else for nothing. In a decisive 1-0 decision Monday, President Bush voted to grant the president the constitutional power to grant himself additional powers. President Bush announces the announcement of the new power-granting announcement. I quote, as president, now listen to this. This I can't, I almost fell off my chair with it. Quote, as president, I strong, now this is a Bushism, if I've ever heard one, okay? Quote, as president, I strongly believe that my first duty as president is to support and serve the president, unquote. Bush said during a televised address from the East Room of the White House shortly after signing his executive order. And again, quote, get this one. I promise the American people that I will not abuse this new power unless it becomes necessary to grant myself the power to do that at a later time, unquote. Can you believe this? As if he didn't have enough power already. Let's see. Okay, the Presidential Empowerment Act, which the president hand-drafted on his own Oval Office stationery and promptly signed into law, provides Bush with full authority to permit himself to authorize increased jurisdiction over the three branches of federal government, provided that the president considers it in his best interest to do so. Can we say dictatorship? Aha! Okay, well, with that in mind, I don't even know where to go with this. I mean, this is just unbelievable. In a time of war, the president must have the power he needs to make the tough decisions, including, if need be, the decision to grant himself even more power, Bush said. To do otherwise would be playing into the hands of our enemies, added Bush, and it's all under due process of the law as I see it. Well, I've heard a lot of people say you're delusional, George. I think that pretty much puts the icing on the cake. Moving right along. Okay. A couple other little snippets. Now, again, I said that this was a just a thumbnail sketch for new listeners on just a little bit of what we talk about on this network. And you heard me mention the New World Order. A lot of you skeptical people out there may say, oh, the New World Order, I've heard that, and that's just that tinfoil hat stuff talking. Okay, well, I'm looking right here at an article in the Idaho Observer dated February 19th of this year, and it reminds us of the picture, George Bush Sr. pictured it left, where he's Bush number 41, when he announced that a, quote, New World Order is coming into view during his State of the Union speech March 6, 1991. You can go in there and Google that speech and watch him out of his own mouth and his own words say, New World Order. The New World Order is something that has been in the works by these people for a long, long, long time, and it's coming into view. So, with that in mind, I have got, if you guys want an email, I gave you the email address, I'll give it to you again. I can direct you into numerous websites, okay? I mean, literally, as many as you want to go and run down the rabbit hole and check for yourself. I don't expect you to take my word for any of this. Go read it for yourself. Don't listen to mainstream news. Don't listen to Sean Hannity put his spin on it or whatever. Go research it for yourself. Only then are you going to find out what we say on Republican Broadcasting Network is indeed true. All of the patriots out there that listen to this network, the reason that they listen, and I forgive me, folks, today, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, you know, give a little class to the people that are new listeners to the network. And I know all you guys that have been listening for a long time are probably boring the heck out of some of you. But this is all about getting more boots on the ground. And in order to do that, we need to educate people, okay? Need to educate them. We need to let them know what's going on. So let's see. What's next? Oh, I got a bit of good news coming up here, believe it or not. I don't really want to talk about that right now. I wanted to wait until after the break. But I guess I will. Okay. I don't know if anybody have heard. I'm not real sure because I don't even watch mainstream news. So I'm not sure whether they're even posting this on mainstream news. But have any of you heard that Alberto Gonzalez may just be ejected from his position as Attorney General? I don't know. I haven't heard it. I don't know whether it's been on any of the mainstream medias at all. But I've got an article here out of the National News that I'm going to read you. And I've got a break coming up, so I'll come back after the break, read this to you, and we'll end the show on a positive note, because this is the best news I've seen all day. Michael Herzog, RepublicBroadcasting.org.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, Michael Herzog, American Awakening, back for the final segment. And as I said, I'm going to end my show today on a good note. Good news. National news. Gonzalez fall, Bush's impeachment. Alberto Gonzalez will soon be ejected from the Justice Department. Bush's attorney general has been caught in too many flagrant lies and abuses. All of us patriots know that. The real question is whether Gonzo's fall will signal the beginning of the end of the Bush reign. Now, if you recall, mainstream news, I believe that they mentioned that he fired eight, U.S. attorneys. So That's over this issue. Gonzo's fall will be widely seen as a result of shenanigans and deceits involving the firing of eight U.S. attorneys. The House and top Justice Department officials seem to have colluded to deep six attorneys who threatened Republican congressmen or appointees. The pending congressional testimony by Gonzo's former chief of staff, Kyle Sampson, create new problems for the White House. But Bush is probably in much greater danger from the derailing a Justice Department investigation into Gonzo's post-criminality? Murray Wass, one of the best investigative journalists in D.C., has a new piece on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's role in derailing a Justice Department investigation of his own possible criminality. Wass reported last Thursday at the National Journal webpage. Shortly after Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez advised President Bush last year on whether to shut down a Justice Department inquiry regarding the administration's warrantless domestic eavesdropping program, Gonzalez learned his own conduct would likely be a focus in the investigation. According to the government records and interviews, Bush personally intervened to sideline the Justice Department probe in April of 2006 by taking the unusual step of denying investigators the security clearances necessary for their work. The Justice Department investigation could have exposed on the role of Bush and his top advisors in masterminding the program that some of the federal government's top experts consider to be clearly illegal. Wass noted, quote, according to accounts that Gonzalez and his aides gave to others in the department, Gonzalez did advise Bush on the issue of the inquiry, unquote. Thus, Bush may have knowingly derailed an investigation that could have exposed his own criminal conduct. This is even too brazen an abuse of power for many Republicans to stomach. So, you know, the article goes on, but you get the drift of it. I guess the one thing that happened when we had a Democratic elected Congress come in with Ms. Nancy Pelosi is there are some investigations being launched. And this, folks, might just be something that creates a domino effect. We can only hope, huh? All the patriots out there are aware of John Woo's statement that he made a few years ago regarding torture and the fact that, we have the right to torture children and crush their genitals. These guys that are in here, this Alberto Gonzalez and his cohorts, and a lot of these other people in this shadow government that we have are criminals. They are just out-and-out criminals. And the faster that we get rid of them, the faster we can get our country back. This article goes on for page after page after page. But I'll tell you what, it thrills me because I have never seen in my years in this country, I have never seen the criminality that has been not so much going on, because I'm sure it's been going on to some degree for a long time. But I'm talking about just exposing it. It's right out in the open. It's right in our face, okay? And unless we do something to stop it, we're going to be living in a nightmare of a country. This is Michael Herzog reporting to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I've got a guest coming up tomorrow, and look forward to tuning in. It's going to be an interesting story. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, signing off for now, republicbroadcasting.org.